Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We're waking up to wet conditions across most of the region as we had some showers overnight. I'll show you when this moves out, but there's plenty of rain to come over the weekend.
Today, we could see the moments that led up to the death of a man in police custody when the Raleigh Police Department releases its body cam footage. While we wait, Duke law experts explain why they believe Darrell Williams' death could have been avoided.
Plus, the Durham School Board is addressing safety after a student is killed in a shooting near Hillside High. The action parents want from leaders to keep their kids safe. School security top of mind for so many families as we start your Friday, and it's also a rainy start as well. Good morning, I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yes, we get going Friday towards the weekend. Some inconvenient weather headed our way, certainly for the last workday, school day of this week. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. Pretty spotty right now, though.
Yeah, not a lot of coverage out there. Currently, we have some light patchy rain along the I-95 corridor headed up toward Roanoke Rapids through Rocky Mount. And then a little bit of light patchy rain that's still falling back here in the Triad and toward Charlotte. So we still could see a sprinkle or two for a good chunk of the morning commute. Right now, we're seeing it again from I-95 through Dunn and Benson, Smithfield, Clayton, Rocky Mount, Wilson up toward Roanoke Rapids. We take a look at Futurecast. And Futurecast is a little ahead of the game in moving this out. It's a little farther along here on Futurecast than it is in reality. So we could see this rain maybe up until, say, 7, 8 o'clock this morning. And then we get a bit of a break, not necessarily a break in the clouds. It's going to be a cloudy day. But by the time we get to 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we see another round of rain. This is going to make for a wet commute for the evening, probably some real messy conditions out there, some extra accidents possible. And then potentially, say, from the Raleigh area south and east during dinner hour and beyond, there could continue to be some rain there. It's wet here in downtown Raleigh, but warm at 61 degrees. We have a flow coming out of the southwest still at 8 miles per hour, keeping things warm. 59 in Roxborough, 62 Rocky Mount, 60 in Southern Pines. We're going to hold it in the 60s all day. Should climb to almost 70 this afternoon. But of course, we're looking at another round of rain late today, tonight. I'll show you when else we'll see it through the weekend. Coming up, Brian.
It's just about 6:02 right now, and a lot of us are seeing those wet roads, as you see here on our current road conditions model. Watching this update as we get that new radar data, and even after the rain ends, you're going to be looking at wet roads as you head out for the morning commute. I want to take you to live pictures now from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. Heading out of East Raleigh on Newbern Avenue, out toward the east side of town, and you can see that it's pretty wet there, so allow some extra time, slow down, and increase your following distance as you head out this morning. We'll be keeping our eyes on that scene from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. Zooming in closer to the Triangle right now, good news, no crashes showing up and no delays on major routes in the Triangle.
Brian, thanks. Happening today, Raleigh police are expected to release the body cam video in the death of Darrell Williams last month. WRAL's Laura Levine is live this morning outside the Raleigh Police Department as we await the release and the new information that will come along with that video. Laura.
Renee, good morning. Today, the public will get a chance to see some of the moments leading up to the death of Darrell Williams in RPD custody. Many people have been pushing for this transparency, and today, that body camera footage will be released. Now, a judge granted Chief Estella Patterson's request that the video is released to Williams' family first, and also the faces of people not involved will get blurred. Williams was shocked 3 times with the taser by police and told officers he had a heart condition before he later died. Duke law experts picked apart the case as we await the video. Brandon Garrett, founder of the Wilson Center of Science and Justice, believes the death of Darrell Williams was unnecessary. He says police need more training on non-lethal tools and understanding medical conditions like the one Williams had.
More fundamental question is, why are you tasing this person? Why is it justified? What does the public safety need to incapacitate this person? Many police officers are inexperienced, or some are trained, but the training may be uneven. And we can't really expect police officers to be frontline medical providers.
6 officers with the Raleigh Police Department are currently on administrative leave. We will have full coverage and reaction once that footage is released later today. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Parents and school leaders in Durham are expressing their frustration and calling for answers after a shooting near Hillside High School left a student dead. Frustrations boiled over during a school board meeting last night following that shooting, which left another teen hurt. The shooting happened along the American Tobacco Trail on Wednesday. So far, police have not announced any arrests or suspect information in the case. The identity of the teen who was killed has also not been released. We are expecting to learn more from Rocky Mount Police this morning about what led officers to shooting a man in a parking lot. Investigators on the scene until nearly 11 last night after that shooting yesterday afternoon at the Oakwood Shopping Center on Eastern Avenue. Witnesses say the man pulled a gun and shot at the officers before they shot back at him. The police chief says the man was taken to UNC Nash Hospital and later was flown to Biden Medical Center in Greenville. No one else was hurt. The two officers involved will likely be placed on administrative leave.
Breaking developments overseas. After midnight, we learned the death toll from that massive earthquake in Turkey and Syria has risen above 21,000. That makes this the deadliest earthquake in the world in 15 years. The U.S. also announced it is providing $85 million in humanitarian aid to those affected by the disaster. The World Health Organization says cold temperatures and snow are making search conditions worse and could put survivors' lives at risk. New video shows rescuers pulling a boy from the rubble in northern Syria. Syrian aid workers known as the White Helmets rescued the boy from a collapsed building in a rebel-controlled town. The organization says the child lost his family when the building came down.
A mother accused of putting her dead three-month-old in a suitcase inside a closet will be in a Halifax County courtroom today. Authorities say they discovered the baby when they did a welfare check at a home on Franklin Street in Roanoke Rapids on Wednesday. 34-year-old Sinkel Davis was charged with felonious concealment of death of a child. Police say the baby had been in the suitcase for at least 12 hours. The cause of the baby's death is not known at this time.
A woman is in serious condition this morning after being hit by a stray bullet while sitting inside a car. This happened in the Edgecombe County town of Pine Tops on Lashley Street around 6 last night. A man told police he and the woman were sitting in the car when they heard gunshots in the distance and then a bullet hit her. Police say a home where several people were sitting on a front porch was also struck.
Governor Roy Cooper will visit the White House today to meet with the Biden administration. The National Governors Association winter meeting is happening in D.C. through tomorrow. Governor Cooper spoke there yesterday as part of the public portion of the meeting. And today, governors will speak with the president and Vice President Harris about opportunities for states to invest in infrastructure, manufacturing, workforce development, and other key priorities.
Parents, get ready to find some major deals on anything you need for your children. Starting today, you can shop at the Kids Exchange Consignment Sale for free. The sale is happening at the State Fairgrounds in Raleigh. It's believed to be the largest kids consignment sale in the country. The last sale had over 500 tables. You can find everything from new toys to clothes to baby products. The sale opens to the public at no cost at 9 a.m., and it continues through the weekend. On Sunday, prices are half off.
Well, it's a big football weekend on the field, but there are also nine new members of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The league announced the new inductees last night during the NFL Honors Awards show. It aired right here on WRAL. They include Rondé Barber, Darrell Revis, Joe Thomas, Zach Thomas, DeMarcus Ware, but former NC State star Torrey Holt, a finalist for a fourth straight year, again denied, not chosen for the honor. During that show, DeMar Hamlin thanked the medical staff who saved his life after his cardiac arrest on the field last month. The league honored the medical and athletic staffs of the Buffalo Bills and Cincinnati Bengals, as well as staff from the UC Medical Center in Cincinnati. Hamlin took the stage and talked about an ICU doctor who encouraged him.
So much uncertainty at the time, and just him coming to me, showing that I could live a normal life again, it meant so much to me in the moment. So I want to give a big thank you to him, and a special thank you to everyone on this stage for everything they did for me. And thank you everyone around the country and around the world who prayed for me and hoped for me. The journey will continue.
It just gives you chills that it's already continued for him. Earlier this week, the medical doctor for the league's Players Association said he's confident that Hamlin will play again, which would be miraculous.
Yeah, such incredible news. Everybody just keeps cheering for DeMar Hamlin. Super Bowl 57 is this Sunday, and you can watch it on Fox 50. Don't miss the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Philadelphia Eagles from Glendale, Arizona. The game begins at 6:30. Pre-game coverage starts at 11 a.m. This morning, a community is mourning after a beloved store clerk was shot to death. What authorities are saying about the teenager now charged with murder. Plus, preventing a travel meltdown like the one that happened over the holidays with Southwest. Coming up at 6:30, the fix from Southwest that starts today.
And we're starting off with wet roads out there. You can see the wet conditions here in Sanford. Not a lot of heavy rain this morning. As a matter of fact, it's on its way out, but there is more to come for the evening commute. And I'll show you the timeline. It is 6:12. I'm taking a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. Just a little bit of light patchy rain still falling along and east of I-95. A little bit of drizzle still showing up from the Triad area back to the west. There's not much rain falling, but we have had some showers overnight. So roads are wet in a lot of places. Here's a live look at Goldsboro. You can see the streets are damp here. Sometimes just a little extra water on the roads can cause issues. Brian's coming up in just a minute to talk more about that. Check out these temperatures, though. Another warm start. It's 55 in Roanoke Rapids, 61 in Durham, 62 in Wilson and 60 degrees in Southern Pines. Our dog walking forecast, again, it's going to be really warm. Nice and mild this morning. Walking the dog this evening, we're back into another round of showers, but temperatures are still warm in the 60s. Brian?
It is 6:13 right now. Let's head out to the eastern side of Wake County. A live look at 64 at Lizard Lick Road over in the Wendell area. And right now that westbound trip looks fine. No delays showing up. But you can also see it's pretty wet this morning. So you do need to slow down in those areas. And really throughout much of the region, we are seeing those wet roads. Taking a closer look at the triangle right now, we're not picking up any delays on our major routes and no crashes reported in Wake, Durham, or Orange County.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, an update to a story that we brought you about an hour ago. Ukrainian air raid alerts have now stopped, except for in one region, after officials earlier warned of a potentially widespread Russian missile attack. Earlier, Ukrainian air defense systems were in action defending the capital of Kyiv from a Russian attack. Since then, the air raid alerts there in Ukraine have stopped. Russia has struck Zaporizhia and Kharkiv with up to 35 missiles. This morning, we're learning 7 people were injured in Kharkiv. These attacks have caused power interruptions across western, eastern, and southern regions of Ukraine. Durham County deputies are looking for a second suspect in a road rage shooting. Deputies say Tiffany Carr was a passenger in a white Audi, and the driver of the Audi, Ira Thorpe, fired several shots at another car after the two vehicles were in a minor crash. Surveillance camera video captured the encounter at the Handy Hugo's off Highway 70 near Pleasant Drive. If you have any information about the shooting, call the Durham County Sheriff's Office.
A memorial is growing outside a store in Dunn where a clerk was shot to death. A 16-year-old is charged in this case. Authorities say surveillance video shows the teen suspect entering the Family Mart on East Broad Street Wednesday night. Police say when they responded to the store, they found Nazi Azan shot.
He's always helped me when I was short on a little bit of change. Yes, always. He would help anybody he could. Yes, he would.
I'm glad they called him. I'm glad they called him. And I'm so heartbroken for the family. And I'll be here tonight to let them know I'm there to support.
A 16-year-old was charged with first-degree murder and robbery with a dangerous weapon. A ceremony today will honor 3 UNC students who were murdered 8 years ago. Dia Barakat, his wife, Yusor Abu Salah, and her sister, Razan, were shot and killed in a shooting at their home in Chapel Hill in 2015. Craig Hicks is serving 3 life sentences for those killings. Prosecutors say he was motivated by a hatred of Muslims. Today, the Lighthouse Project is holding its Day of Light Awards ceremony. It takes place at the Herbert C. Young Community Center in Cary from 6 to 8:30 tonight.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is being ordered to answer questions about the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Several outlets are reporting Pence received a subpoena from the special counsel chosen to investigate former President Trump's role in the riot. It's not clear what information he wants from Pence. The office of the former vice president has declined to comment. That same special counsel is also looking into Trump's handling of classified documents.
Live music and a family-friendly scavenger hunt are all coming up this weekend.
Let's take a look at some of your best bets in Out and About. They have broken attendance records across the country, and now you can see widespread panic in Durham. The band will play at the Durham Performing Arts Center tonight and tomorrow night, and there will be a free pre-show block party outside the DPAC both days starting at 4 in the afternoon.
In Raleigh, the North Carolina Symphony will be celebrating the Beatles with special performances tonight and Saturday at May Mandy Concert Hall. They'll play all your favorites, Get Back, Here Comes the Sun, and Hey Jude. The show will also feature rare and unseen photos of the band.
Families can celebrate Valentine's Day on Saturday with a Valentine's Day scavenger hunt. Guests will meet at the Sir Walter Raleigh statue at the Raleigh Convention Center. Teams will take their treasure map and use their minds and feet to follow clues, solve puzzles, and more. Sounds like a lot of fun. Tickets are on sale now. Probably going to need the umbrella and the rain gear if you're going on that. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center tracking what's going to be a wet weekend for all of us.
There are going to be some times where it isn't pouring down rain, but there's a lot of rain in our forecast. I'll show you how much will add up coming up in just a little while. Let's talk about what you're seeing heading out the door. There are a few isolated showers still back here around Greensboro and say towards Salisbury down the I-85 corridor in that direction. We also have a band of showers stretching from Fayetteville up past Goldsboro, up the I-95 corridor, sort of moved out of the triangle area, at least around Raleigh, Wake County and Durham County at this point. But Smithfield, Clayton, Wilson, Rocky Mount, up toward Roanoke Rapids, you're seeing that band of rain. That one's on its way out, and we are not likely to see a lot of rain during our morning commute once this moves on by. Goldsboro, Durham, Apex, Chapel Hill, though, all showing wet streets. So no matter where you are, the roads are going to be a little bit wet, and sometimes that can create additional accidents. So Brian's all over it this morning. He'll let you know how things are looking. This is a look at the big picture. Cold front moving across the area right now. That's bringing just a little bit of light, patchy rain. That front moves to the coast, and then we're going to see different low pressure systems riding up that front over the weekend. So a low will bring rain. It'll move by. We'll get a break, and then another one rides through. So we'll time out that for you as we get through the next few days. So this morning at 6:15, the rain showing up on Futurecast is starting to move out. So Futurecast a little ahead of itself in terms of the rain. So we'll likely continue to see this probably until between 7 and 8 a.m. and then it moves on out. We should be dry at lunchtime. I don't think we're going to see much sunshine, but at least we'll dry out a little bit. You need to run some errands around noonish. And then by mid to late afternoon, our next wave of rain moves through. This is going to make for a very messy evening commute, and that will continue in our eastern counties at least for a few hours into the dinner hour. And then after that, tomorrow morning, a few light showers down to the south. A good chunk of Saturday is dry, but by the time we get to 5 o'clock, here comes the next wave. So rain Saturday evening, Saturday night, and through most of Sunday. Here's a look at 6 a.m. Sunday. We're definitely waking up to rain. This version of Futurecast, and it's a bit of an outlier, starts to show the back edge of the rain pushing through in early afternoon. So we'll continue to watch that trend. But some snow into the mountains, some significant snow, as a matter of fact, some accumulating snow. Take a look at Futurecast. We're going to kick things off here Saturday. Saturday night, we see this wave of rain. It's going to be pretty heavy. But look at the snow and the wintry precipitation that's back to the west. Just keep that in mind if you were planning to head to the mountains this weekend. They'll likely have some winter weather advisories, maybe winter storm warnings posted, because they can see 6+ inches in some of the higher elevations. You can see that easily over an inch of snow, but it's probably going to be over 6 inches in some places. For us, big old zero. Now, rainfall-wise, we'll see some significant rain around here starting today with maybe 1/4 inch, and then we'll add to that, of course, on Saturday night and into Sunday, as much as 2 inches of rain for us by the time it's all total. And Saturday night into Sunday morning, we do have a level 1 potential for flooding, not for severe storms. Saturday 53 and Sunday 46. So it is going to be a very chilly weekend for us. We'll be mostly dry during the day Saturday with that rain arriving late. And then Sunday, chilly rain is likely. It's going to be a great day for an evening for a Super Bowl party, unless it's not at your house and then you got to go out in the rain to get there. Once all this moves out, we're turning warmer again for next week. It looks pretty for Valentine's Day, Brian.
It is 6:21. Let's take you out to the roads and check in with the WRL breaking news tracker, Michael Grace, over on the eastern side of Wake County, showing us those wet conditions. As you head out this morning through the region, you're going to run into this kind of a situation as you get on the road. So you do need to slow down and take it easy. Increase your following distance this morning. Take you out to our map and show you how things are looking on our live sensors. Just a little bit of a slowdown starting to build now on 40 westbound, heading through Garner, taking a look at the latest update on those those delays, about a two-minute backup overall from 42 to the Beltline, and about a one-minute delay starting to show up now on the southbound side of Capitol Boulevard coming in from Wake Forest.
North Carolina's largest school district is looking for a new leader. The superintendent's decision to leave during a time when students, teachers, and parents are dealing with many significant issues.
And we'll give you a live look right now, the site of the Super Bowl in Arizona, State Farm Stadium. If you're still making your big plans for the game here in Raleigh, we will tell you about some of the local businesses that are preparing for a busy weekend.
Coming up on today, live coverage from Arizona as we're less than 2 days away from what some are calling the Kelce Bowl. Donna Kelce is live to talk about her two sons who are playing against each other in the big game.
And here are your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
It's 6:25. Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
Let's talk about the Super Bowl, huh? Check out this throwback pic of the NFL's 2022 MVP. Patrick Mahomes' mom shared the photo to cheer him on before the Super Bowl. It shows him in his Texas high school uniform. Last night at the NFL Honors, the Chiefs quarterback was named the league's most valuable player for the second time in his career.
Ain't he just cute as a high schooler right there? You know, if you want to win the Super Bowl or play in the Super Bowl, you should be a Texas high school quarterback because Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes facing each other, both played high school football in Texas. Philadelphia's last winning Super Bowl quarterback, Nick Foles, played in Texas. Matthew Stafford, the last quarterback to win a Super Bowl last year from Texas high school football.
They got like something going.
Yeah.
Walking sports almanac.
They're
That's
pretty
impressive
good.
There, Jeff.
Well, Google does a lot.
You're good at that. Titanic returns to theaters today to mark the 25th anniversary of its release. This is the movie that won a record 11 Oscars back in 1998, but this time around, it's a remastered version that you'll be watching. E.T. Canada shared an interview with the film star Kate Winslet yesterday in which she weighed in on a question we've been debating for years. Could Jack have fit on the door?
Are we going to hear what she has to say?
Well,
yes.
Well, she says yes. She thinks that she that
probably could have gotten on the door. I mean, you know, it's one of those things. I have to be honest. I kind of like, you know, I live with this. I live with this whole thing of like, could he have gotten on the door?
Bless her heart.
I know this has been keeping you up at night, Brian.
Yes.
But yeah, question: could he have fit? Would that just have sunk them both, you know, would it change the whole ending? Well.
She lives with it. He died by it. I mean, that's terrible.
Yeah. Nice.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks. The Wake County School District will have a new superintendent next year. Superintendent Kenny Moore plans to retire at the end of the school year. She's been an educator for more than 30 years, spending the last 5 years as superintendent. In that time, she's faced major challenges, including the pandemic, staffing shortages, and threats against schools. The school board has begun the search for the district's next leader.
Some patchy light rain out there this morning. You can see here in downtown Durham, the streets are wet. I'll show you when our morning rain moves out, but our afternoon rain moves in. Coming up.
Today, the public will get a first look at body camera footage from the Raleigh Police Department involving the death of Daryl Williams. We're live here at 6:30 with what we could learn from that video.
And Super Bowl weekend, Valentine's Day weekend, let's just face it, it is going to be busy around the Triangle. And coming up, we're going to tell you what you can still do if you haven't made plans for the big game.